Okay, everybody, we're gonna try again, see if this works. We are gonna go microphone-less. We're just gonna go old school, what the Mac provides me. So what this is the Facebook after party for Clubhouse. And a lot of you want to know, what is Clubhouse? Clubhouse is a free social app that is like Instagram, Pinterest, and all these other places that where you can do social things for free. And rather than me doing a free Facebook Live every single week for the public, I decided to start using Clubhouse. Clubhouse, the neat thing about it is it's audio only, and I am able to talk back and forth with people. It also means that I can prioritize the No BS women ahead of everybody else if they want to come to the free. And the other neat thing about it is that there's no recordings on Clubhouse. So once it's said, it's just done. But one of the downsides of that is that if you aren't on Clubhouse and you do want to hear what Corinne has to say, you don't get that opportunity. So one of the things that we're working on is figuring out a way where when I do the Clubhouse on Fridays, that we can somehow simulcast it into our private Facebook group. We won't be putting it anywhere else, but we want to be able to put it into the private Facebook group. Right now, we haven't figured out technology-wise how to make that happen where it doesn't sound janky as fuck. So until that time, I am committed to coming in here at 10 o'clock on Fridays and doing a short Facebook Live with you guys only for my private members to kind of give you an overview of what we talked about. So for today, we talked about several really good things. And Emily, who is my assistant, what she does is she sits in the audience and she takes all the quotes. So she takes notes from everything that we say. There's like me on the panel. Kathy's almost always on the panel. Sarah, who is on our team, is on the panel. And like today, our brand new coach, Kara, she was on the panel. And then the other coaches, they rotate in sometimes. And we just all ask questions. So today, one of the things that we talked about that I thought was so important goes perfectly with this month's theme, which is journaling. I've been reading John Acuff's new book. John Acuff, J-O-N-A-C-U-F-F. He has written several books that I've loved. He has a brand new one that's releasing in a few weeks. And I have the, I'm going to be interviewing him for the public podcast. So I have a sneak peek preview of the book. And I am in a course that he's doing where it's a real deep dive in it. And it's called Soundtracks. So you can't get the book yet. Don't be like, oh, we're going to get it. It's not even for sale yet. It won't be sale for a few more weeks. But he, in this book, is doing a really good job of explaining overthinking. And overthinking in the terms of like how we let our minds run wild with worry, how we overthink the things that people say to us, and like we replay it in our mind, trying to figure out like, what should we have said better? Was this our, like, what do we think they think? And like just going crazy with letting our habit brain run wild. And so he was talking about this concept, and it reminded me when I was working with one of the No BS women on this Clubhouse call this morning, who she's eating every day at like when she gets off work. She has found like the last like week or so, she's having to do discovery worksheets because she's leaving work stressed. And when I asked her about it, she was saying, I said, well, why are you so stressed? She says, well, it's my job. Forgetting that we have this whole think, feel, do cycle here at the old No BS. And I said, well, because you're a No BS woman, I'm not going to let you get away with blaming your job for it. Because I asked her, I said, are you in a place now where you know, like, Corinne, here are my old shitty, stressful thoughts that I generate all day long based upon things being said to me, expectations I think are of me, how, whether I think I'm good enough to be here or not. Like, am I stressing myself out all day long? And I know how, because I've identified my stressful thoughts and I just haven't overcome that part yet. Or am I still sitting around blaming and saying, well, I wouldn't be so stressed if this wasn't happening. And, you know, I just work in a hard job. And it's really, my boss is really hard to work for because I just never get that negative, that positive feedback that I need. So when we are not selective about how we're going to think, we will be not very selective about what we shove in our mouth as a result of that. So one of the things that I was explaining that was in John Acuff's book is that we learn in No BS that we have the power to not only look at our thinking and examine it, but then to punch holes in it, come up with new things to think, and really design a thought life that allows us to go through our life without needing to rely on food. To design a thought life that allows us to feel better about ourselves. To design a thought life that lets us see when we are our own worst enemy simply in how we think. And so I was telling her that one of the things that he was talking about was when, if we are going to form the habit of exercising, here's how we don't do it. All right, I'm going to start exercising. I hope I get up and I hope I find something to do in the morning. All of you think about this. How many of you think that you would for sure develop an amazing exercise routine if your only plan was, well, I hope I start getting up in the mornings and I hope I figure it all out? That's how we go into our work days often. We go in hoping, wishing, and dreaming that everybody would change, that we're going to get there and today's going to be the day. It's not so stressful. What we forget to do is design our thought wardrobe before we go to work. So if we were going to develop an exercise habit, what we would probably do is set an alarm on our phone, decide when we need to get up. We would lay out our clothes as to what we're going to wear when we go to the gym. And we would have some kind of idea of what we would do in the gym or what video we're going to do or whatever. We'd have a plan. And then we'd be like, okay, now all I got to do is work on me executing the plan. The same thing can happen with our thought life when it comes to jobs and stress. Stop walking in every day hoping for the best, expecting the worst, getting a repeat every single day. If every single day you feel stressed by the end of the day, that is not your job's fault. That is your responsibility to start looking at, all right, if let's pretend on the think, feel, do cycle, I put stress myself out in the do line. What am I thinking and feeling all day that leads me to feeling stressing myself out throughout the day? So I really want you guys to think about this. Most of the time we just put stress in the feeling line and we just dead stop there. We're just like, all right, what thoughts do I have that that are stressing me? That's fine and that's a great start. But what I would love for you guys to do is to dig deeper. So I want you to take responsibility that you're the one stressing yourself out. It's nobody else's fault. We're going to just journal on, all day long, I'm stressing myself out because I keep thinking and feeling these things. And that has me doing stressful things like worrying. It has me looking around, wondering what other people are thinking. It has me sitting there procrastinating because I'm actually scared that I won't be able to do it right. When you do that, guys, here's what you're going to end up finding out. You're going to figure out all day long all the other feelings that are literally driving you to stress yourself out throughout the day. For a lot of you, that's going to look like worrying about what other people think about you. So when all day long you let your mind run wild with, like, I bet my boss thinks I'm not good enough. I bet they think I'm too old. I bet they think, like, anytime you're sitting there thinking, I think they think, or I bet they think, if it's not lush, you're stressing yourself out. Because you will spend the rest of your day trying to figure out how to people please. How to be someone you're not. You'll overcompensate. You might overwork and stuff, thinking, well, you know, because I'm such a loser, I need to work extra hard. When that's not even the case. And so you spend extra hours working for fear of what other people are going to think about you. Or in reaction to your shitty opinion about yourself. So you try to compensate with by doing more work to feel safer. That's why we get stressed. We have to stop looking at just, like, I just, Corinne, here's what I want to know. I'm going to quit eating. Like, so this is what my lady did. My no-BS woman gets off work and is stressed. She knew she had some Oreos in the trunk, so she ate the Oreos on the way home. She wanted to figure out how to quit eating Oreos. I'm like, why don't we figure out why the fuck Oreos seem like a good-ass option versus my hopes, dreams, and goals? Why am I not leaving work every day feeling like I was a baller? Or feeling like, yeah, the day is completed. I don't need to leave here stressed. Completed the day. When we figure those things out, you don't have to work so hard on not overeating anymore. Because you're taking away the drivers of overeating. You're taking away so much of the shit that we eat over. When we do that level of work, and that's why you're here in No BS, because most diets will just teach you, like, here's how many calories and points or whatever, and you need to do all this manipulation and bullshit so that you can figure out how to keep your Oreos, so that you can keep your stressy, shitty thoughts and feelings about yourself. Like, I really want you guys to think about what happens in these other plans. They literally just want to teach you how to keep all this food and manipulate when you eat it. And you're like, yeah, but, like, of course. You should just leave work stressed out every day, but now we're going to have, like, a two-point snack instead. That sucks. No one's, like, teaching you how to have a better fucking day. Why don't we solve for that? So I didn't really go into that level of detail on the Clubhouse, but I really wanted to, like, of all the things we talked about, I thought this one was one of the most important and not talked about as much. My advice for all of you, let me find my journal prompts. Let me find them. I don't know where we put them. We always put them someplace clever and then I can't find them. All right. So here's the thing. What are all the things at work that cause me stress? Start with just letting your habit brain have a bitch fit. Let it blame. Let it say it's my boss. Let it say it's my hours. It's my commute. It's how my bitchy, catty coworkers talk about me. It's the feedback I don't get. They should all be telling me I do a good job. Like, let your brain whine. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go back. And after you've listed them, I want you to look at each and every one of them. And every one of them, I guarantee you, probably will feel true. We're just going to assume your bullshit feels true. But it also feels what? And this is really important. I have my own coach, and she coaches me every single week. And she's pulling out these rando thoughts all the time. The ones that I just think I'm just talking about my life. Like, what? That's a thought? I mean, I'm a fucking master coach and I still do this. So she'll, like, pull out these thoughts and then she'll say, tell me how this one feels. And my mind always goes to, well, it feels true. She's like, I know it feels true. Because you've been telling yourself this a lot. But what does it also feel? So it's almost like you're all of your stressful thoughts, guys. I want you to look at each and every sentence that you write down. And I want you to ask yourself, how does it also feel? And you're going to have a big mixed bag, because what I think ends up happening is you're going to have lots of thoughts that some are going to feel defeating, demoralizing, unfair. You know, you're going to have like all those feelings around a lot of the different thoughts. And when you take all of that and you like imagine, this is a snapshot of my brain. And I'm leaving with this has all now happened in my brain. By the time I'm leaving work, now I feel stressed. I'm stressed because when you add up all these feelings, who the fuck wouldn't be stressed? Who the fuck would not be stressed out if this is what their brain is internalizing and interpreting and spinning in under the radar all day long? So I want you to look at that. And then what I want you to do, and I want you to go through each and every one, and I want you to think, what could I think instead? Every single thought, I want you to challenge yourself. And this also could be true. I also could be thinking this. It would probably feel a lot better too. It'd probably feel a little bit better than this one. The reason why we do this work, the reason why I have you do it this way, is because you have 60,000 thoughts you are going to think every single day. And I'm going to teach this extensively during camp at our Ending Self-Sabotage Weekend. 60,000 thoughts a day. And your brain wants to and is designed to make sure that they skew negative first. It is the way the brain is designed to keep you safe. It literally is still operating. It's not gotten any upgrades. Like, just because we're in the modern day and like every 5 minutes our iPhones get a new version doesn't mean that our brain has been upgrading over the last 2 million years. It's gotten none. We've learned a lot about the brain. We've learned about some stuff we can do. But your brain has not evolved a whole hell of a lot over the last 2 million years. The reason why it has to skew bias or biasly skew negative is because back in the day, if you took a walk through the woods and you heard the leaves rustling, you needed to imagine a bear was coming out. The pumas were on the way, and you look juicy. Your brain needed that, or you die. Nowadays, I go walking on the greenway, and I hear rustling. I'm like, it's a beautiful spring morning. That's what we want, but this is the problem. We live in the modern day. You are not in danger. When you go to work, there's no puma. There's no bear. Your to-do list will not kill you. Your boss and their lack of telling you you did a good job and giving you a slap on the ass. Well, we probably don't want our bosses slapping us on the ass. Let's just imagine a pat on the back, an attagirl, whatever you want. That's not a catastrophe or a traumatic event. But our brains are sitting there in the subconscious going like, oh, fuck, new problem, new day. Because its job is to do that. Now, these 60,000 thoughts you have, the reason why you end up like just landing in your trunk eating Oreos is because you're only going to hear about 5% of them. Consciously. 5%. The other 95% we never even hear, but they do run in the background. They're running tapes. The best way to deal with it is to start doing all these journal prompts that I tell you guys. you've got to start uncovering what is your subconscious brain like to chew on all day long, like to assume, wants to think about you. What kind of danger is it perceiving? What are the bullshit threats it thinks is happening in life? Then you use your conscious brain, the one that's listening to me right now, the one that does math, the one that does the new things. You use that to take a look at what you're freaking out about and then to tell another truth. It works like this, and this is all explained in the journaling course, and we will dive into it in May at Ending Self-Sabotage Weekend. Number one is you start turning the volume up of some of your unconscious thoughts. When you start writing them down and when you start noticing them, they now become part of the 5%. Now your brain is starting to like, all right, well, let me filter out the color of your couch and let me start putting into the consciousness some of this bullshit that you think about. So that the next time you're stressing yourself out, you know when you're doing it. The other thing is when you start thinking, and I could be thinking these things, and this could also be true, is that as you turn up the awareness around your own thinking, you are prepared with something in your brain that you can consciously redirect to. The last thing you want to do is to start catching your thoughts and then be like, oh my God, I just caught a shitty thought. Because here's what happens. If you haven't like journaled on it and thought about how you could be thinking, then in the moment when you're just going to turn up the volume and then have to get creative and then have to, like, in the midst of feeling shitty, you're going to be like, and I now need to come up with all the new thinking and new belief systems. No, we do that work ahead of time. That's why we do it. So here's what I want you to do. Here's the other part. I want you to start thinking about going to work now, going into your mommy duties, whatever you do during the day. We no longer go in hoping that we'll wake up and hoping that we're going to go to the gym and an amazing workout program lands in our lap. We're going to not do it that way. We're going to tackle our day just like we would tackle if we were going to start an exercise program. We're going to write the 5 thoughts we want to think about ourselves and our work today. What do we want to think? What do we want to believe? We're going to give ourselves the gift of curating the thought wardrobe that we will be busting in to the workplace with today. And we do it ahead of time. And if you would like bonus points, this came from actually the person that I was coaching. Before you leave work, before you transition out, you spent 2 minutes writing down what you actually thought today, how you're feeling right now, and what you're thinking. And if it's not amazing and it's stressful, you look at that and say, like, and I'm shredding the shit right now. This is just thoughts that ain't working. She's going to put hers in the shredder. You can just wad it up and throw it in the trash can if you want to. You don't need to keep them. It is like a signal to your brain, I see you thoughts. I know you're back in there. I've given you some space, but we're done with this part of the day. We're done with all of this kind of thinking for today. And then you start over next day. What are the 5 juicy little thoughts I'm going to take with me all day long? And eventually what happens is the 5 start becoming the ones you start trying to figure out how to use through your day. Your brain starts seeing evidence of them becoming truths. It starts shutting out, finding everything that's wrong, and it starts finding things to prove what the new thoughts you write down every day and how they're becoming true, or what supports them, or what's going to allow you to, you know, maybe it is true. I just noticed that my boss walked by my office, looked at me, and did a thumbs up. Maybe they never speak to me about anything I do good, but son of a bitch at least grinned. Your brain starts interpreting things differently. So we want to start using the power of our brain and the power of journaling. I think that was the most important thing that I talked about this morning. And I think you guys just got a masterclass in what I quickly told them on Clubhouse. This is an amazing call for you to re-listen to anytime you are finding yourself stressed at the end of the day and you think it's your work or you think it's your kids or you think it's your life. We have to stop expecting that we just want to quit the stress eating. It's like, of course we do. And we want to work on that part. But that's not the only part to work on. The real work is working on why, if I know I'm eating Oreos every day at 4, and I also know I'm finishing my day stressed, why would I ever just try to figure out how to quit eating? Why would I not be going, this is an amazing, thank God I've been eating Oreos. I have been sitting there self-sabotaging every day, and my Oreos are telling me, Corinne, it's time to check the earlier part of your life because that's where you're not enjoying yourself. That's where you might be causing a lot of extra emotional suffering for yourself that you obviously don't need. That's the important things. All right. Tonight at 5 p.m. Central Time, I will be back and I will be Facebook Live and I will be in this group with the camp Q&A. I will be talking about what we're going to cover at the Ending Self-Sabotage Weekend. I will answer any questions you guys have. I will tell you, you know, we don't have that many spots left for the in-person. So if you're coming, you do need to get registered. It is going to sell out. You only need to be vaccinated. We are doing a vaccination one this time, just because I don't think everybody on my team, like one of the, there's lots of reasons why we're doing it that way, but the main reason is I wanted, like, for anybody who's not on my team going to be able to get their vaccination by the time camp happens, which they may not be able to. We just don't know. We hope so, but we don't know. I just want to have as safe an environment as we possibly can. So, if you're vaccinated, you can come. That's the only thing that's required now. Otherwise, I'll see you guys tonight at 5 p.m. Talk to you later.